Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Guys, they let us back in. Yay! Our key cards work. Woohoo! Yep, wandered back into the radio station today just to find out that Josh almost saw a man get murdered last night.
I know.
Holy Toledo.
Wally Toledo is right.
I have never experienced what I saw last night. So I was in Denver last night with my girlfriend, and we were walking through just like the heart of Denver, like 17th, 16th Street. And I have never seen someone actually get like hit by a car. I'm not talking like bumped into as they're coming to like a slow stop or anything. This car was going 25, 30 miles an hour.
Thump, thump.
Wow. And this dude, like, I'm not laughing. He got right back up. Like, I didn't check on if he was okay. Like,
he's like,
we were
Iron
kind of,
Man.
Yeah, seriously, though. He got right back up. So I was like, okay, he's good enough to be, you know, get up on his own 2 feet. But when you get hit by a car at that speed, you actually bounce off like a cartoon almost.
Yeah.
Where it's
you
like,
bet.
It was so cartoonized. Like, he bounced off and then he rolled and did a little tumble and kind of like went off his back and then back onto his feet and just kind of stood there for a second like, what just happened? Like, I have to get my bearings back.
Like Willy Wonka? That's what it looked like?
A
like
little
him
bit.
Rolling and then getting back up?
Yeah,
and...
okay, yes, but like backwards.
Okay.
Like he was flying. He was flying through the air backwards. And he gets back up, and that's like the person in the car obviously wasn't trying to do this. Like, there was no road rage or anything like that. Just didn't see the person who was jaywalking, I will say that.
Okay, all right.
So jaywalking, but then everybody else around him froze. It was like the weirdest thing where we all just like look at each other, look at him, and then he like starts walking away, and the driver gets out of the car and is like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And everybody else kind of just goes on with their day. And they're like, okay, well, I guess he's fine. Like, it's the most Denver thing ever where like something traumatic happens and everybody just kind of like, all right, well, back
to... No, it's kind of how it happens.
Look at it.
Like,
yeah, it was just a stoner.
Right, well, I mean,
yeah.
It'd like, be nice if that guy was like, I'm okay.
I know.
So like, everybody knew then it was okay to move on with the life, you know? Like,
it was
now
the
we can
weirdest thing. I have never seen anything like that. I've seen like slow motion kind of someone getting backed into or whatever. But actually, I got backed into a car by a car when I worked at Chick-fil-A. When I was in high school, you know how like a lot of times someone will forget their order or get the wrong order in the drive-thru?
Mm-hmm.
I was chasing after a car trying to give them what they missed out of an order, and a lady in a white minivan backed into me.
Oh.
And that like bumped into me. So I guess I've technically been hit by a car, but not like that.
Yeah,
like that
25.
Person got...
Ma'am.
Goodness.
Seriously, I was like, hello.
Yeah. Well, you're right, though, about people not knowing what to do. I remember being
no
downtown
clue.
Right by Coors Field, and somebody was on one of those motorized scooters
yeah, like
and
the
hit the curb
yeah.
and just like right over
and
the handlebars.
It.
It was crazy. And everybody kind of just like stood around. Same thing where you're almost frozen for a good 10 seconds.
Well, those injuries can be bad,
holding
too.
Holding your breath because you just want to make sure that person's okay. But that person did get up and say, I'm okay. So we were all like,
ta-da!
There's almost a round of applause for this guy. You know,
seriously.
Like,
though.
It was so, man, thank goodness
wow.
that person was okay, because 25 miles an hour, that's no joke.
It was crazy.
Why didn't
I mean,
you rush over and help him?
Well, I didn't.
You could have been the hero.
Well,
your girlfriend would be
but
like,
he was Willy Wonka.
He was kind of on his own 2 feet before we could do anything. Like, he didn't lay there like, help me. Like,
I still would have went over, I think.
You think?
Dude, are you all right?
Maybe. I mean, yeah, but the way he got back up.
What are you tripping on, bro?
I know,
can I get right? some? No, the way he got back up, I was like, okay, I think he's fine. Like, no internal damage or anything, but it just happened so fast. You're right. I totally froze. Like, I was like,
whoa.
What do we do? What
yeah.
do we, like, who am I looking at? And I was looking at my girlfriend, and she just froze, too. And our, like, mouths were open, just like, what did we just watch?
Yeah.
And then, like, literally life just goes on. We're like, okay, back on our
let's
walk.
Let's go make out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, no, we did that beforehand.
You guys are still together, too. This is big news.
I know.
Well, I mean, it's been a month. Like,
that's
I hope
good.
They are.
I know. This is huge for you.
You must really like her.
Well.
She's great. And like
at least on the air.
I've said with her job, like, she, you know, she is not in Colorado very often. So mm-hmm. yesterday was like her one day. For the next like,
what'd you guys do?
2.5-3 weeks.
Yeah.
We just wanted to hang out and have a good like day. We actually went to lunch and got breakfast burritos, which was so dang good.
Yo.
At this place in Denver with all of her friends, because she was already there, so I met her there. And then she's like on her walking journey, like you wouldn't even believe this. She is getting like more than 10,000 steps a day or whatever. So she is like, every time I'm hanging out with her, she's like, no, I gotta get my steps and gotta get. So I'm dragged. That's why we were walking yesterday, because I'm getting dragged on these walks. But yeah, it was fun. It was a fun time to see her, because I will not see her for the next like 2.5 weeks. So
Love
but
that,
it's good.
Though.
It's good. Well, yeah, absence makes the heart grow fonder, right?
You have to see him every 2 weeks.
That's what I want. I want a part-time boyfriend. No, I do. Yeah.
That's what
like,
I
just want a boyfriend on the weekends because I work really hard during the week. Well, I do stuff for me during the week.
There
so.
We go.
Yeah, thank you for correcting that.
Jeremy and I both
she
make
came
eye contact.
In this morning. She's like, I took a 3-hour bath again last night.
I know, okay. It was glorious.
I
went for
good.
A walk. I took a bath and I made cookies
I
again.
I walked for 4 miles yesterday.
4 miles.
Though.
I just work That's hard during sucky. The week.
I do.
Biggest load of crap I've ever heard in my life.
But you know what's funny?
The biggest load.
You're right, Katie. Like, it is fun having. Not a part-time girlfriend, but like...
You have your own time.
You do, but it's true, because like when someone is gone like that, you really do miss them, and you want to see them.
Yes.
Instead of where it's like, oh, I have to see this person every day,
every
all the time.
Day.
And they want more of me. It's like, it's nice. You're like, oh, I actually missed you, because I haven't seen you in a week and a half or whatever. So
and
you're
you
right.
still get to be a playa on the side.
Well, no.
He doesn't do
No.
That.
She listens to the show, Jeremy.
He
no.
He doesn't do that.
At least on the air, he's not
no,
being a playa on the side.
He's being a good boy.
I am. I'm a smitten, like you say, smitten kitten,
he's
right?
He's smitten.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's
for roughly 2 days out of the month.
You are going to ruin this.
I know.
It's not me. You are.
You
What's her name?
Knack at that.
Have I said her name yet?
No, we're calling her Plane Girl.
Yeah, Pilot Girl.
Pilot Girl.
Oh, we need a better name.
Okay. What do we want?
Yeah, well,
Pilot
let's
Girl?
We'll workshop this. Well, maybe
right.
we
okay.
ask
Pilot
the texters.
Girl,
yeah,
run.
What should Josh's girlfriend
Fly
name?
Away.
Fly away, Pilot Girl. Listen to me. Listen to your buddy, Jeremy. Run.
No, this one's different.
This guy's a playa.
No, he likes her.
He is so mean.
I told you, he smiles when he talks about
I'm going to come in tomorrow.
He also
like,
smiles when he's me. Like, she's gone for 2 weeks, you guys.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
It does.